This episode of the Webcomic Beacon is brought to you in part by the webcomic Red Moon Rising at redmoonrising.org by Rose Lugren. Red Moon Rising is about intrigue in the midst of a magic-fueled industrial society. When her brother abruptly flees the capital for reasons unknown, Adriana is dragged into a mess of politics and scandal by the nation's military, who seem to have an unusual keen interest in finding him. A full-color steampunk fantasy webcomic, Red Moon Rising updates twice a week at redmoonrising.org and is also a member of the Rampage Network, a webcomic hosting community.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 98 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. That's right, and you can listen to us live on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern at webcomicbeacon.com/live and be a part of our live chat room. We are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting and community site at rampagenetwork.com. I'm Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me, just one co-host, because Tanya is sick, is Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com. Welcome,
hello.
Mark.
Hello.
How's it going?
Just ducky. How about you?
Ducky.
Yeah.
He's starting around the yard pooping everywhere? No, that's crazy. Anyway, on this episode of the Webcomic Beacon, we are doing a community spotlight of Girl-O-Matic at girlomatic.com. I have a bunch of people here with me today. Before we get into the topic, we're going to introduce them all, or they're going to introduce themselves if they remember what number they are. First up, we have Diana.
Hey, everyone. Should I keep talking?
Just go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do.
Hi, I'm Diana McQueen, and I've done very many of these before, and I'm the editor of Girl-O-Matic since earlier this year.
And you do a comic?
Oh, I also do Spades, which is on hiatus right now because editing is kind of my full-time job right now. So.
Right. And that's at girlomatic.com/spades.
Yep.
Next up, we have Ira Marks. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Marks. Hi, I'm Ira. I'm creator of the comic Witch Knots, which is featured on Girl-O-Matic.
Girlomatic.com/.com.
Yep. Slash Witch Knots, yep.
That's knots as in not in a string or a rope.
Yeah, with a K.
With a K. And we also have Corey, or Corey Bing, as your screen name says.
Yes, Corey Bang or Corey Bingaman, whatever. I create this comic Skin Deep, which is girlomatic.com/skindeep or skindeepcomic.com.
Alrighty, and we also have Michelle Mark on the phone.
Oh, it's Mark. Like, it's like a mockingbird.
Mark?
I'm Michelle, and I do the comic Mad Sugar. And that's on Girl-O-Matic, www.girlomatic.com/madsugar.
Alrighty, and last but not least, we have Lisa Gilbert and Terry Blauer.
Hello. Hi. We do Godseeker, which you can probably work out the address by this point. We're on Girl-O-Matic, too. Yeah. We'll probably figure it out.
And if we try to say it, we'll mess it up.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
All right.
Everybody's at girlomatic.com. There's a huge list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Find us.
Oh, yes. Go to girlomatic.com/creators to see everyone who's there. We'll get into everyone's individual comics in a bit. But first, we're going to talk with Diana about Girl-O-Matic itself. So now the pressure's on.
Great.
So tell me about how Girl-O-Matic started mission and when it started and all that.
Okay, well, I'm always bad with dates, but I think I joined Girl-O-Matic in 2002 with my comic Spades. That's how I first got to know it. I knew Joey Manley by name, who he was the one who kind of created all of these different sites that were like subscription sites. Mm-hmm. And Girl-O-Matic happened to be the one that was supposedly female-friendly. And but it was kind of progressive in a way that it wasn't just, you know, female friendly. It was just comics that everyone could enjoy, even guys. They were just really good comics. And so far over the years, we went from open calls. We've had 3 editors so far, and we just move in and out, apparently. We just pass the baton to someone else when things happen. And the very first thing that happened was I think Joey Manley approached Leah Hernandez. I think divaleah.com is her address. They had this great idea for Girlomatic, and so she was the first editor. And it's grown to over 25 different independently owned comics that are in progress and completed. So we're really excited about keeping it growing and delivering on our mission, which is basically now as a magazine type site with free content to be a leading new generation comic book publisher and to scout and publish professional, high quality, creator owned, gender spanning comic series, and
That's a mouthful.
It really is. It's trying to boil that down was like my first month as an editor. I have no idea really where I started.
You mentioned publishing. Are you talking about actual printing, or is it just web publishing right now? Or
right now it's just web publishing, but we've got this great machine behind us called Comic Space now, which was started by Josh Roberts a couple years ago. And it was like a MySpace answer for comic creators and fans. Mm-hmm. And it merged with Webcomics Nation, which was a free webcomics hosting platform that Joey Manley started. Mm-hmm. So Josh Roberts and Joey Manley merged their companies, and they got some financial backing. And so now that company called Eline Ventures is now moving into print publishing, but we're just starting. Okay. So, yeah, we're kind of reaching out there a little bit. But right now it's just web, and we're going to start doing some digital downloads and stuff like that soon, which I'm excited about.
Okay. And let's see here. So there was a site redesign. Well, I'd say recently, but that's not true. Well, relatively recently, a few months ago. Tell us some of the changes for some of the people that may have been turned off from Girlomatic in the past, partly due to subscription content, or just subscriptions, as all over the net, those are kind of go by the wayside these days. Mm-hmm. But tell me a bit about the bring people back, basically. pitch the site.
Well, even Joey Manley was the person who built the first site, and it hadn't really changed in a really long time. It kind of got a facelift halfway through its history, but the programming behind the site didn't really change, and it was really hard to use. And the subscription model, while successful in the past, really, really hasn't caught on. So we got rid of that, and we're, like every other webcomic now, only we're more of a magazine format. So with the facelift that I gave it in, I think, July 31st we launched, there's more content on the main site, which mm-hmm. is our, Girlomatic site, and there's links to all of the comics that have their own pages and their own special content. So it aggregates everything while giving you more. So everything's free. That's the biggest change. Everything's easier to navigate to. Mm-hmm. Everything's kind of right in front of your face when you come to the homepage, and it's only going to get better. We're actually running on WordPress MU right now, but okay. It's a heavily customized interface. So, which is a lot of part thanks to Josh Roberts, who he and I basically built the site together. We're very proud of it. It's like our baby.
Cool. So, looks pretty spiffy.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, we hope people will kind of wander back and wonder whatever happened to us, because that did happen. Somebody, I can't remember what media outlet, they wrote about us being dead. And we were like, wait, no, we're not dead. Like we've been publishing comics the entire time. It was just kind of hard to see. So now hopefully we're a little bit more visible. And right. We have podcasts, too. Mm-hmm. And we've had 4 so far, I think. Our 4th one's in progress. And
expand on the Girlomatic podcast, just that, and
Okay. Well, right now it's more like a series of interviews and discussions. We we invited all of the new people. Like if you join Girl-O-Matic, if you're chosen to be on Girl-O-Matic, we force you to do a podcast right away. So we kind of like shove everything at you at once. And Lin Lau is doing our podcasts, and I think linlau.net or .com is her website, but she's also twitter.com/linlau, L-A-U. And she tweets everything. You can send her questions. She's our host, and she's been doing a great job so far.
Okay.
She used to do Jupiter, but Jupiter's on hold right now. Jupiter was her comic on Girl-O-Matic, and she's really focused on her own stuff and doing this podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've had fun so far.
Is anybody of the other Girl-O-Maticers, or whatever you call yourselves here, has anyone on the show already been on one of the Girl-O-Matic podcasts?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah,
everyone, I think. Yeah, just recently we had Corey and Ira, because they're the newest people.
Okay.
Yep.
I think we call ourselves Gammers, but that I don't know if that's...
Like that. Gammers.
Is that official? There's lots
you
of Lego puns. Well, that's what we have been calling ourselves since 2002. I don't know if that needs an update or not.
That's with two M's, right?
Sorry?
With two M's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, if depending on how you misspell, that might be a misconception. Anyway.
Yeah, a little bit.
let's see here. Let's see. Are there any things on the horizon?
Well, we're venturing into iTunes. Like, our podcast is available on iTunes right now, but we're also going to start doing this is kind of a secret. We're going to launch a iPhone, hopefully Android, you know, compatible webcomic viewer. And we're going to get some people that might be interested to, you know, start publishing their stuff in collections and to support the artists. So your money would go to Comic Space, but mostly it would go to the creator who put the file together from their own content. So that's the main thing behind Comic Space is getting the artists to support themselves. And that's usually what I spend most of my time trying to get out of the company.
That sounds good. I know that doing stuff on like the iPhone is something that's really picking up speed right now with especially with webcomickers.
Blanket.
Yeah, Blanket was on, and had somebody that worked with them that basically made their iTunes reader.
Cool.
So I don't know, are you guys doing this in-house? Are you looking for people to build it, the program?
We are. We're trying to either find a really good platform. We're still shopping around, but we would also like to have an in-house one. Not proprietary, but... Yeah, we want to put our roots in the right soil.
Somebody's echoing. Or has their speaker turned on?
Anybody? Live chat muted?
Or somebody has their speakers turned way too up and it's coming up on their microphone?
Looks like it's Michelle.
Oh, is it me again? Did I do something?
Yeah, it sounds like we were picking up the show again. If you had us on speaker, maybe. No, there's let's see here. Let me see if I can send it to you at blanketcomics.com. I'm sending you a Skype text.
Sure.
I know that the person who did theirs is interested in selling himself to develop. So that might be something to look into.
Very cool. Thank you.
So that's at least one thing, one direction I can point you in. In any case, I'm going to move on to the rest of the group. And we will delve into other people's, their comics, basically, and what they do on Girl-O-Matic. So thanks very much, Diana, for all that information.
Thank you.
And let's move on to, I believe, Ira Marks. You're next.
Yeah. Hey.
Your webcomic is Witch Knots. Tell us about Witch Knots.
I've been with Girl-O-Matic for, I guess, a month or so.
Okay.
So I basically started the comic a week or two before I got involved with Girl-O-Matic. Diane, I think you I think you might have found me through like a little Project Wonderful ad maybe or something like that.
No, actually it was Clan of the Cats. Jamie and I are friends from North Carolina, and he was singing your praises, and I wholeheartedly agree with him. So I jumped when I could.
Yeah. So that was pretty right off the bat there. So I guess Witch Knots will probably continue a lot longer than it otherwise might have, thanks to Girl-O-Matic, because I'm just not good at getting promotional behind my work. So It could have just, I would have kept doing it, but it would have just dwindled off into something. So thanks, Girl-O-Matic. My format for Witch Knots is kind of it's very limited. It's just a three panel sort of like traditional comic format. So if you were to read it all right now, I guess you'd only have a couple pages of content. So I guess I can talk about maybe my formula instead of about any of the characters as much. But basically, the town that Witch Knots takes place in is called St. Forget, and it's a town that I've written a lot of stories for over the past 7 or 8 years. So when I started Witch Knots, I came up with a character of a witch who basically her only characteristic is that she's destitute and has some sort of like magical or non-magical but manipulative element to her, and she wants to try to extract things from this township. She meets about 5 or 6 characters so far in the story, and basically everybody's just looking for something to complete their life, like fill up a sense of longing or something monetary or something like that. So that's kind of just the point that I take every character from. So it's basically just about a bunch of lonely people and how they try to get what they can out of each other and where that takes them.
Very cool. I've been looking at it right now. It's kind of like a anti-panel almost. There's like no borders or anything that you have right now. It's kind of like almost like it's a storybook. It just feels like a storybook.
Yeah, it's kind of originates from the old like Winnie the Pooh style illustrations where where there's no word bubbles or anything. I have a little template I use, which is like 3 circles where the illustrations go, and then there's 4 lines above each. And that's where the characters talk. And if 2 characters talk in one panel, then I need to save one of those lines to put a dot in to separate the conversation. Okay. So it's kind of a big challenge because I get pretty wordy with my work usually. So this was just trying to do the opposite of what I might otherwise do is what this project is.
Do you draw and paint this by hand or digitally?
It's all done by hand, watercolors. Hmm.
Even
it's
the
pretty.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you, Ira.
Sure.
And let's see. We're going to move right on to Corey, or Corey Binger.
Hello.
And you do a comic called Skin Deep. And
yes.
Go ahead and tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I started about the same time as Ira did. We both started about a month ago. But I've been doing Skin Deep since November of 2006. So I guess it's almost 4 years old now, or 3 years old. I can't count. But I had been on Webcomics Nation up until about a month ago when Diana invited me over. So it was kind of it was a neat transition to get to WordPress and everything. And I was lots of learning and mistakes. I think I killed the site about two times while trying to put it together. But
hello.
Yeah, but modern fantasy. It's about mythical creatures living hidden, like underneath the noses of humans. And basically, what I want to do with it is kind of the idea of normal is different depending on who you talk to. And like, so you have all these characters that, like, to human beings don't seem normal at all, but to them who they've grown up, just that's all they've known, it seems perfectly normal to them. And I just kind of, I think like one of the main themes is just how everyone is like, everyone is normal and there's no real meaning to normal and whatever you are used to and things that aren't what you're used to, it just seems not normal because you don't understand it. And as soon as you understand it, it seems a little bit more normal.
Right.
And, also, it involves lots of monsters because I like drawing monsters. But
well, I'm just
also
seeing
pretty Griffin. Comic. Yeah.
I'm oh, thank it. You.
Yeah. I've been clicking through your thing. So far, I just see Griffin people, unless that's what you're referring to as monsters. But
well, right now, the current scene right now is a conversation between a character and his whole family, and they're all like griffins. So the past couple pages have been just lots of griffins and lots of beaks.
We love but, griffins.
Okay.
We are I'm griffin fans. Sick of stuff. And tiny, adorable griffin toddlers. Oh yeah.
Well, I'm glad you like them. Good. I'm getting a little bit tired of drawing beaks and wings, but luckily the scene's changing. But yeah, right now it's just a lot of conversations between these monster people. And if they're just normal humans, it would seem kind of just like a normal conversation. But they're all monsters.
Yeah. Well, how long does it take to do a page? Just on average,
it depends. I've been getting slowly faster at it. But I was at the very beginning, I was updating it twice a week because my process was I would draw everything by hand and then upload it or scan it in and color it. And that went pretty quickly. But as I've been kind of getting better at the artwork, it's been like every page has been slower to make. And now I'm finally getting it where I'm getting fast again, but everything is done 100% digitally. And usually if I can sit down and do the page, I can take a day maybe to do an entire page. But most of the time, since I have a full-time job, it takes maybe about 3 or 4 evenings to get a page done. But I'm getting faster at it. So hopefully I would like to get back to 2 times a week again. So far, it's only just once a week.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's going to be too much of a problem. The kind of rule of thumb that I've found out is if the more frequent times you update a week, the better. But the better the art, the fewer times a week it can get by with.
Yeah, hopefully. That's kind of my rule right now. Hopefully that no one will hate me because when I do update, hopefully it looks good and they like it, and then I can take another week to update the next one.
Right. I think it's like Tales of the Traveling Gnome, which is supposed to be like a really good comic. Only updates once a month.
Oh.
But, and it's still awesome got a pages. Following. So. Let's see. So, all right. Is there, Corey, before we move on, is there anything else you'd like to throw in?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Read my comic, please.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, well, we're going to take a quick break because I got to change reels over here and start a new recording. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get to everyone else.
And more stuff.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
A break work. I think he just disconnected.
Well, he says that he stops recording, but really, really, he's trying to wait for you to say something that he can use for blackmail later.
I like that. That's a good plan.
One time at band camp.
You'd be surprised at the power he wields.
Yeah, but I've also missed a lot of really good stuff, like right before our show or in between recordings, because this is like a 5 second fracture of time where I don't have anything recording when I'm trying to switch reels and do the new recording.
It's terrible. Remember when we had that guest on who said his father shot Kennedy?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
and we missed it, and it was awful.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's why. That is why you need to show up in our live chat room on Sundays by 3 p.m. Eastern. Go to webcomicbeacon.com/live and log into our talk show account where you can participate with talking with other listeners. And if you're lucky, you can even get some call-ins or ask some questions during the show. That's webcomicbeacon.com/live. And we're back. We've been back for, well, about a minute now, so...
About the time we said that we were leaving, we were already back.
Well, 5 seconds after that.
Something like that.
But
holy cow, do you realize this is the first time forever I've gotten this many girls on the phone? Hubba, hubba.
Is this a record? Anywhere?
Are any of them not married? Michelle?
Oh, gee.
That's true.
I think half the girls on here are married.
They don't count. Oh.
Am I the only? Yeah, no. Well, Ira's married. Are you married?
No, I'm not married. But
you're a girl, and he's a guy.
Taken. A couple things working against you.
There's lots of barriers there.
And Terry and Lisa are married, so that really doubles it up.
Most married women on a podcast together.
That's weird for a webcomic podcast.
It is.
That's like weird.
Married women. Weird.
Girl-o-matic. That's how weird we are.
Weird this podcast? Never.
Nah.
All right. We're moving right along to Michelle. Are you there, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Michelle?
I must sound a little kind of distracted or something. I'm like... I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be doing.
Put the shiny thing down. Okay. look into your phone. You do a comic called Mad Sugar. Tell us about it.
I do. Mad Sugar is basically my my kind of release and my way of coming back to Girl-O-Matic. Because basically, I've been with Girl-O-Matic for about 2 or 3 years, I think, so far. And I started with a comic called Voyage Moyenne. And then I got extremely busy, and then I couldn't finish it. And so when Girl-O-Matic kind of did their whole entire revamp, I asked Diana if I could come back with a new comic, and she agreed. And I'm like, okay. So I came back with this one, and it's called Mad Sugar. And it's basically about kind of a kind of crazy robot, and it's still being kind of formulated, but it's all about just chaos and color, and at the central part of it, there's a cast of three who basically like are trying to attain a certain kind of drug. It's called pink sugar, and that's basically the entire story, which we haven't really gotten to that part yet. So it's only like 15 pages, okay. But yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Well, already,
it's also very great.
Yeah, it takes me a little bit because it's like in full color. I just can't resist. I don't know. It's something about like having to do everything in color. I just love it. So,
I am a fan of colored comics. no offense to those who do.
And this is all colored digitally and everything like that. Is that
right?
Yeah,
it's I draw and ink it, and then I scan it in, and then I color it in Photoshop. Pretty much entirely.
That's what I do, but it doesn't come out like this. Oh.
Is that a good thing? I don't know.
Well,
Mark does like a different type of comic altogether. It's like your classic newspaper, Charlie Brown Peanuts type. So completely different style.
Okay.
He's just always dawning himself because
I'll figure it out sooner or later. Yeah. Maybe it's the scan size. I don't know.
tell us about the old comic you did, Voyage Moyenne.
Voyage Moyenne was basically it's a story about a journey that happens between life and death, and so it kind of begins with a detective, Nate, who kind of basically in the twilight of his afterlife, basically. Is kind of has to undertake a particular journey by death himself to take his daughter from the land of the dead into the land of the living again. And I just think I started it basically when I was kind of, I hadn't really thought the whole thing out completely. And so I've been working on kind of revamping that entire story so I could redo the entire thing, because my art has also changed a lot. And so I kind of essentially want to put it on hold so I can basically redo it, is the reason why.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Clicking through here and trying to get back to the main page. I'm like half not listening, half reading your comic. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know either. Is that good or bad?
All right. So
I'll try to take it as a compliment, but I'll let you.
I'm sure it must be.
Yeah, you're complimented. speaking of complimentary, thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
We have Terry and Lisa on, who do the webcomic Godseeker.
Hello. Yes, hello.
And I do apologize for the black and white thing I said already. But
I like color comics too.
Yeah. I mean, there's a good way. There's a right way and a wrong way to do a black and white and grayscale, and some people don't do them right. And sometimes I could just want to go bucket fill. But. And we got some gigglers there, but I did talk to both of you at Minnesota Comic Book Association Fall Con, which is in Minneapolis. And if people go to our website, webcomicbeacon.com, and they click back a bit, I'll put a link in the show notes as well. But you can find in between episodes 94 and 93. There is interviews. I did basically three long MP3s of interviews and such that I did, and try to see which one you're on. Yep, you're actually on the first MP3.
The first one, yeah. We'll try not to be too redundant with that one.
Well, it's kind of a sidestep because it's so much information. I didn't feel I had the right to make everybody listen to all of them in an unprepared type of show because... I underestimated how many people I'd be talking to.
It was big this year. FallCon was really big this year.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now, to settle down, you have this comic called Godseeker.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Godseeker.
It's a Stone Age sort of an action story, although there's a lot of talking in it. It's kind of about what happens when a fertility goddess and her head priest have a disagreement over religious issues.
Yeah.
Kind of unfortunate.
I think that's my favorite explanation of Godseeker currently.
Yeah, we're still sort of working on how to explain it to other people. It's kind of a big, epic, long, twisty plot that's all plotted out, but we're trying not to give too much away.
Yeah, I'm bad at that.
Well, in the comic, we're just getting to that point that you're just saying, too, so...
Right.
Right.
The goddess has just met her priest for the first time. And
she doesn't like him.
Yeah, they're not getting on too well. But,
he's not very likable.
No, I am so glad.
And he's kind of ugly.
Seems like a prick.
Yeah. Actually, one of our friends thinks he's really attractive, but...
Still creepy.
Yeah.
Which
creepy,
is good.
But, yeah.
We want him to be creepy. He's kind of a mustache-twirling kind of a bad guy.
He has no mustache.
I love melodramas.
There's no mustache there. What are you talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly. He needs a... My idea for Yark was... You know, the Bond villain stroking the white cat and going, "Before I kill you, Mr. Bond," and, you know.
He was very charismatic, but, you know, then the creep factor settled in.
Yeah.
I really can't wait to see what happens. I'm, like, riveted.
Yay! We're still being amused that people are actually reading our stuff, so, you know.
To recap a little bit of the interview that we already did, you said you actually restarted it.
Right. We did. We got to page 70 odd, and then we went on our honeymoon and saw Planet Earth and just decided that everything we had up sucked and that we were going to delete out the entire archive and draw it over again.
And rewrite it, because, oh, God.
Yes, it's much more condensed this time. And then, like, 3 weeks into our relaunch, we wound up moving to Girl-O-Matic, and we promised not to nuke out the archives again. That's a one-time deal. We're not going to do it again, I promise.
No.
Although I might redraw just page two. a little panel here and there.
Sure.
But we're not going to destroy the archive again, I promise.
Okay, I got to check out page two now.
It's not the worst page ever, but it just could be so much better, and I don't like it because the first page is so nice, and then you get this letdown on page two. I hate that. I'm sorry, I'll stop being self-deprecating. I hate it when I hear other people do that, but just that one page kills me.
It doesn't look that bad.
I was afraid she'd try to burn down the internet 6 months after we started the comic, so this is we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing all right. so we relaunched, and now we're almost to the same story part that we were when we...
Oh, no, we're past.
No, we're not.
We're not. I suppose not.
We still have to introduce the last of the main six characters, and I've actually drawn those pages, but it's going to be a while before anyone gets to see them.
Yeah.
Because we have a big-ass buffer.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Because grad school is...
Eating us.
Nom, yes.
Nom, nom, nom.
Are you doing something in the arts, or are you doing...
She is. Lisa is.
Getting my MFA in creative writing. And then
I'm actually getting a master's degree in counseling.
For when she needs help with her writing.
For when I want to make money.
Feel your pain.
So.
Yeah. Also, you just do it anyway, so you might as well get paid for it.
Yeah. But anyways.
Yes.
So, but we're, no worries that Godseeker's going to get dropped. Back the first time we were doing this, we maintained a regular update schedule while I was in graduate school full time, working full time,
and planning a wedding,
and searching for an internship site. So, this schedule is more manageable than that, at least.
Yes.
Where did you get married?
Minneapolis. So it's not. It wasn't. Well, the first time we got married in Minneapolis, and then last month
we went down to Iowa.
We went to Iowa and got married some more.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this quote unquote married in Minneapolis? I guess I don't really pay attention.
We had the ceremony.
We had the ceremony. We just don't have the tax benefits. That's all.
Okay. I wasn't entirely sure what level of marriage we're talking about here.
Yeah. Right now we have enough marriage to change our last names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, already.
your level two marriage.
Yes. We've got two more levels to go.
Plus all of that is so ridiculous.
Plus three stamina.
More fancy dresses.
Indeed.
Amen.
I'm going to pose a question. Well, thank you very much, Terry and Lisa.
Yes.
I was screwing up the names earlier for some reason. I am calling out to our chat room. That's right, chat room live at webcomicbeacon.com/live, our live chat room at talkshoe.com. Is there anybody in the chat room that has a question for any one of our guests that are on the show or for Girl-O-Matic in general? Let's see here. We got one question. What is the meaning of life? Everyone knows that's 42.
42.
There we go. He says not to say 42, but that's too bad. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
You hear it in kung fu movies a lot.
The easy one. One hand clapping is easy. And let's see here. Other features beyond the regularly updating webcomics?
Oh, yeah, I can field that one.
All right.
Some of our creators have awesome extras that support their comic. Some people have galleries. Some people do other podcasts. Some people have, side stories. The main site right now, we have a dedicated anime manga reviewer. His name is Nick Popio. He had a blog called Hobotaku, anime and manga reviews for the disenfranchised. But now he's doing his updates on Girl-O-Matic. Everything I'm about to talk about is under the features section. We also have a doll blogger, which I was really excited about because I'd never really been into doll creation or doll hobbyists. And she's my friend, Elizabeth Shoup. She's really smart. She's working as a professional artist, and she just did an installation. She creates her own, like, really creepy, really outspoken doll art, and she talks about it, and her blog updates regularly. And then we also have kind of a, like, opinion shout-out column called Geek Chic for geek girls and geek boys, and I'm going to say her name wrong because I'm fabulous. I'm going to say, oh, Leia Weatherington does that column, mm-hmm. which has been really popular. It's on a little bit of a break right now.
Okay.
And we have guest bloggers every once in a while. Usually when something crazy happens, I invite somebody I know or somebody who pitches a blog to me through the – if you ever wanted to pitch a comic series or blog content that's relevant to Girl-O-Matic, you can email gam.editor@gmail.com, and that's the editor email. And, you know, I usually respond right away. But, you know, those go into our guest blogs. And we're going to try to start doing some video very soon. Ooh. Maybe some round tables, maybe through Skype, but that's still in planning stages. So we have quite a little bit of content on the homepage.
Well, the features page. Well, there's
the main site. Page,
the main site.
Other than comics. We have stuff. And we also have a big forum that a lot of people use. Most of the creators have forums. Some people don't want to use it, but most of the people that are there, anyone can post in there.
So basically just defined what a forum was.
Well, yeah. That's the definition of a forum. I mean, there's different topics. There's different, like, art challenges, you know, question and answer. It's a forum.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, awesome.
Forum check.
Forum. Well, that looks like I'm going to double check. How many updating comics on GAM? How many updating comics on Girl-O-Matic right now, roughly?
No, updating, not finished. Well, we get like one new one every month. So I'm gonna say 20. I could count right now.
Yeah, the person asking these smart questions is the guy who does Gypsy Girl.
Oh, you should know.
I know, but he's putting the hot seat on you.
I can't keep up. We're growing too fast.
Yeah.
Are you looking for new members? Always looking for new members? Is there a criteria to join or anything like that?
Invite
it's
only?
It's kind of...
You must pass the test.
Yes, I sent you three unanswerable questions in your email. No,
what?
It's
your favorite color?
It's kind of... Yeah, I don't really like open calls. We have a lot of really good talent, and I like keeping the pool of talent really sharp and really targeted and really... small, so mm-hmm. everyone gets attention. But we do love to grow.
It's a little easier for her to manage us, too, that way.
That is also true.
Keep the flock small.
Because we're a little crazy.
our system, you know, occasionally gets a bug in it, and I'll be, like, all over the place for a whole day. So it's a lot easier when 25 people are having the same crisis than, like, 45. But people finish their stories and move on, and some people, you know, go on to different projects and put their things on hiatus. So we're always looking for new blood, but it's kind of under the radar. You know, contact us if you feel like it. It's mostly if you feel like your comic fits with the Girl-O-Matic mission on the About page, I will totally consider it. And we're really looking for bloggers mainly, like people with huge opinions that have to share them. And we'd really like to get some really sparking personalities right. on there that to fit with what we already have.
I would contend that there are bloggers with huge opinions that really should just keep it to themselves, but that's me.
That is also true. That's why I have the three unanswerable questions.
Right. So I would have to probably say that it's probably more on the side of scouting, basically.
I like live on the internet, and I really know what vibes with what I want Girl-O-Matic to be or continue to be. So I've been really happy with all the people that I've found so far since I've started, and all the people that are on the site. I mean, when I started in 2002, I loved every single one of the comics. I mean, and we had like Bite Me, which is huge, and
I love
you
Bite
know
Me.
That was one of my favorites, and it's since finished, but you know I want to keep it you know, that kind of level. And right. And of course, I have to like it. If I don't, I'm not going to put it up if I don't want to read it. That's not. So, yeah, I scout and people have sent me submissions.
Mm-hmm. Found us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's Twitter. Crazy where I find people. They just appear to me. It's really awesome.
Well, like you said you live on the internet. Do you have like a little 403, you know, kind of hauled up for yourself somewhere?
A 403? Yeah. I have my personal site. I have spadescomic.com, if that's what you mean.
I'm just trying to be funny.
Oh, okay, good.
Trying.
He's not very good at it.
No.
Well, you should go to newmoon-oldsoul.com since I'm here, because that's just where my crap is. So.
Well, already. Also, the person, it was John Peters of Gypsy at growlomatic.com/gypsy, who's been asking the hardball questions.
He is very dedicated, let me just say. John is awesome.
Yeah. We've had him on the show, I think, at least once, if not twice. I don't really remember. I remember one was like Tanya was at a con, and basically she just kind of like got him on the phone while we were calling her at a con too. That was the first time. Then I think we had him on another time. And I think in December we're going to be having Tara Talon on, who does
Galaxian.
I know that one. Comics.com. And she was on another podcast recently too, I think TGT Webcomics podcast. So she's making the rounds, and so you guys are getting a lot of FaceTime and podcasts along with your own regular podcasts at growlomatic.com. Is there a which is just right on the main podcast? Right on the main site. Bah. It's on the right hand panel. People can check that out. We're at the end of our second segment. The next segment is going to be news, so it's going to be crazy. So I will probably say goodbye to everyone now. Otherwise, it's going to be too terrible later. Now, if you all remember your positions,
7.
Yes. Let's see here. Okay, how are we going to do this? Diana, thanks very much for coming on this show.
Oh, thank you for having us. It's been really fun.
And again, Diana is at, we'll go ahead and give your goodbye spiel.
Okay, well, I hope everybody checks out Growlomatic, and I hope you all enjoy it. Make sure to there's comments on every page, read the blogs, check out our podcast. You can search for us on iTunes, and it's growlomatic.com. We hope you enjoy it.
No problem. Once again, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.
No problem. And Ira, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
It's so hard for so many people to figure out. Okay, Ira of Witchknots at
Growlomatic. Yeah.
At growlomatic.com/witchknots. Witchknots, thanks very much.
Thanks.
I'm just going to go ahead and do this. And thanks again, Corey Bingaman, for coming on with Corey at Skin Deep.
SkinDeepComic.com. Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming. And, of course, Michelle Mock, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Of Mad Sugar.
Oh. Yeah.
GirlMatic.com/Mad Sugar. And also, you can check out her old comic, To Her Dismay, It Sounds Like, at Voyage Moyen. Thanks very much for coming, Michelle.
Thank you very much for having me.
And, of course, Terry and Lisa of Godseeker.
Hello. Goodbye.
Goodbye, yes.
Yes, girl. Bye. Thanks very much for coming on the show once again.
Anytime. Thank you.
And thanks to all the Girlomaticers, Gammers, who have been on the show and are listening to our podcast. Go check out Girlomatic and everything that's over there at girlomatic.com. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, news.
Oh, boy.
This episode of the Webcomic Beacon is brought to you in part by the webcomic Garanos at Garanos.com. Garanos tells the tale of the titular Garanos, a woman journeying to find her missing fiancé, who becomes possessed by a vindictive demon known as the Harbinger. A dramatic fantasy plot combines with elements of gothic horror literature to combine a unique kind of fantasy tale, accompanied by rich, full-color artwork. Garanos updates 3 times a week at Garanos.com and is a member of the Rampage Network, a webcomic hosting community. I think that went very well for how many people we had on the show.
Yes, a triumph of technical skill and panache.
Well, until it comes to, you know, saying hello and goodbye to everybody. That's always pretty terrible. I do want to mention something that we have emailed to us. There's apparently a sort of webcomic characters calendar put together, I believe, by Krishna, who does PC Weenies, which I had on the Rampage Network Community Podcast last weekend. It is this is webcomic characters showing it all, tastefully done. The
calendar girls version of webcomics.
Well, maybe not necessarily girls, but the 2010 nude webcomics calendar featuring Danielle Corsetto, Lem Pugh, Eric McCohen, Jess Fink, Guy Hodge, Hugh Davis, Rasmus Peterson, Rachel Dukes, Frank Page, David Wolf, Michael Lalonde, James Norris, Jamie Smart, and Krishna Sedavism. I can't say it. Krishna, who does PC Weenies. All profits of this calendar go to cancer research. So go ahead and check that out. I'm going to post a link in the chat room, but I will be posting this link as well on our show notes once the show goes live. What the hell?
Oh, that's my cat.
That's just you making noises.
No, it's cat.
All right.
That's really the kitty.
All right. Well, all right. There's that. That is one bit of news that we have. And the other bit of news that we have is... actually, the person who sent this was Michael Raustein, who's at muvok.co.uk, who did that... What is it? The guest strip project thing, uh-huh, where he tried to do a whole year of just 100% guest strips. Let's see here. We had somebody recently ask, is this maybe a dumb question, but I was wondering if you'd take a look at our webcomic. Nope. We're still doing impressions eventually, and we'll probably be doing an impression show in January or December. I'm not entirely sure yet. And then we might be phasing them out or something. I don't know. It just kind of gets it obviously gets shelved for so long. So we'll get to everyone who's submitted theirs. We'll be redoing the ones that I did on the 24-hour comics day, because nobody heard those, really, I don't think. So we'll do those. No, really. I mean, I didn't put them in the show because the show is already a two-parter. And it was just me doing it, so it's not as fun. But let's see here. Tanya has sent in some news. Let's see. At topwebcomics.com, they're apparently doing some sort of holiday WARF member. I don't know that word.
A wa?
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
WARV? Oh, it's WARVember. There we go. It's WARVember. Something that's going on at topwebcomics.com, mm-hmm, I believe, as far as getting your ad at the top of the banner ads for free at topwebcomics.com. Let's see. Each webcomic that participates by posting something on their website and emailing the link to me will get their webcomic promoted in multiple ways. And one, put your webcomic in the news post at Top Webcomics as a participant in WARVember. Two, tweet your webcomic. And most importantly, three, give you 150,000 free banner impressions at Top Webcomics, either as a 28x90 or a 160x60 format. Go over to jchutchins.net/site/phase-2 and get the free materials and information, etc. We're going to be posting this information in the show link, and I'm going to be posting it in the chat room right now so people can check that out. That's something that people should go check out. Markets on red so I can see it again later. And it is apparent Indie Comic Book Week at indiecomicbookweek.com is something that I've gotten wind of through Kablam and Indie Planet, print on demand website that is, and basically Indie Comic Book Week is December 30th. Well, not December 30th, but the week of December 30th. And let's see here. Go to IndieComicBookWeek.com and check out the way that you can promote your book. And it's all about, you know, getting indie comics into comic book stores. So go ahead and check that out. Join the blog and see what you can do at IndieComicBookWeek.com. And again, I'm going to post this in the show notes and in the forum so people can check that out.
Yay.
I got to close some of these windows. There's too many. There's too many! Oh my gosh! So
you can't handle the truth of the windows!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's see. We got a few milestones, actually.
Yeah.
Mark, do you have any milestones before we get in? No, okay.
I don't have any, but yeah, I guess there's some in here. You go ahead.
All right. We have Andenic City of andeniccity.com/WordPress, which has 400 comics. Congratulations on that. Capes and Babes at capesnbabes.com has 2 years under their belt. Congratulations.
Years. Wow.
And once again, Tally Road, not safe for work, at tallyroad.com, your source for YIF porn, I guess, with story.
At not safe for work unless you're the boss.
And they have hit 400 comics a couple of days ago. I thought we mentioned it last time, but I guess not. And let's see. Jinx Tiger, who does that comic, is going to be at Midwest Fur Fest. You can check that out, midwestfurfest.com. And I'm going to be at Midwest Fur Fest as well. So you can look for me there if I have my art.
What are you going as?
I don't have anything to go as. So
You're going to go as yourself.
I'm going to go as me. And
you're not going to be like dressed up or nothing.
No, if I can get a tail, I'd get a tail. But
well, that's what conventions are for—to get tail.
No,
but
well.
I mean,
in any case, if you find me at Midwest Fur Fest, well, actually, let me know if you're going so I could try to say hello. Otherwise, I am going to be selling badges, as in for $1. For the badge material, the plastic sleeve and clip that you can get. So, and then anything on top of that, if you think it's worth that. But that way, there's no pressure for me to make a really uber good thing. Or if it was really bad, it would be like, well, then you don't get a badge packet, and you can just have the art anyways. I'll limit myself at 10 in case there's a huge rush. But yeah, right. So there's that. And I have to mention that for people that don't know this and are not submitting artwork, should know about the Webcomic Beacon and Wagon Webcomic Battle Trading Card Game Art Contest. That's right. The Webcomic Beacon is having its official card made for the Wagon Webcomic Battle Trading Card Game, the Webcomic Trading Card Game.
The Wagon Webcomic Battle.
Yep.
Oh, boy, it's exciting, too. I have a card in there now.
Yeah, I saw that. And
it's a Grouch card. Yep. Hey, that's a pretty powerful card, or it could be.
It could be. And people are listeners and guests, anybody can get in, draw Becky. Basically, draw Becky, and there's basically no restrictions, except that it has to be PG, and try not to cover up the Beacon Broadcasting Tower, because we supply the background, as per usual, for the most part, as we do on the Webcomic Beacon episode covers, as you know, you see each week. Sometimes it's drawn by guests, sometimes it's drawn by listeners. But this contest is for any new art, and this art can also be used as an episode cover as well. In fact, we guarantee the top 10 to for sure be used as episode covers. But so far, we only got one entry. And this ends, I think, November 28th. So get off your ass. And go to webcomicbeacon.com/cardcontest2009 for all the details. If anybody is listening that had paid attention to the Jenny Everywhere card contest that we had done, it's fairly similar to that. all the little details and such, the size, the ratings. You have until November 28th, 12:01 a.m. Okay, so get it on the 27th, and send it to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. You can go to this site and see all the etc. fine print. Basically, there may be up to 10 top entries, and if all the way up to the 10, we'll at least get a copy of the promo card that they're competing for. So even if they don't win, they'll at least get the promo card when it's available. And also, the number one winner, the one who gets the art on the card, will not only get a copy of the card, they'll get two copies of the card, as well as the latest deck, which is going to be the Delta deck, which will be available this winter, in December, I believe. Pre-orders are going to be going for that really soon. We have a PSD available for you to download that has the background on it, as well as the size. So go ahead and check that out, and get those entries in before... Well, this one person may win by default if nobody else submits an entry. But
only one. Gosh.
Only one so far. But, of course, I'm really starting to promote it now. And so check that out. But also, there's one more thing that we have to do.
What's that?
Advertising on the Webcomic Beacon.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Advertising this time on the Webcomic Beacon, on the Project Wonderful ads, all over the site. Well, at our leaderboard, we have Jaden and Crusader at jadenandcrusader.com. Have their custom rolling ad at the top of the page. Check out Jaden and Crusader at jadenandcrusader.com. Guys, you got to update. You currently have a Halloween art spread right now as people dressed up as various costumes and such.
If you can't update, just keep giving us money.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, we love the money of you advertising on the site. But I do encourage update, dudes. But on our tower ad, we also have Jaden and Crusader at jadenandcrusader.com advertising on the webcomic beacon.
Do they need to update as well?
They also need to update. I mean, also, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, really, two comics in a row not updating at the present time. I'm sure they'll get on it real soon. But go ahead, check out Jaden and Crusader at jadenandcrusader.com. And last but not least, of course, we have Alone in the Crowd with the banner ad at the bottom of every individual post and at the bottom of the main page is Alone in the Crowd at AIAcrowd.com. That's right. We have a lovable cast of characters that, they're just going to get into, I'm sure, sorts of crazy misadventures and such. But Alone in the Crowd is just that, people who feel alone in the crowd. But they're making the best of it, and one girl has cat ears. So, So that is fun for everybody at AIAcrowd.com. And I'm going to, read there? Friends Don't Let Fest Drink and Tweet, a public service announcement from Alone in the Crowd. Yes. I got drunk watching the finale of Doctor Who Season 4 and was tweeting and got sick later, but it was still good times.
Don't you? Did you get your Doctor Who's?
Not yet.
Did you buy your Doctor Who's?
Not yet.
On sale?
They'll be coming in the mail on Monday or Tuesday. So I'll be having those DVDs, and I'll have them legit.
And you'll take those other ones back, right?
No, I don't think I can because I already kind of have. It's complicated, like a PayPal bill me later sort of thing. So it's going to be a headache if I try to do that. So I figured just leave it as is, and I don't often purchase things, especially content you can download. But, so I will legitly own Doctor Who. Yay! That's incredibly awesome. People can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/webcomicbeacon, as we'll get all the notes and news and updates that we have, especially notices when we're going to go live. That's right. We are the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, and we'll be soon doing our 2-year 100-episode show on December 6th, Sunday, December 6th, 3 p.m. Eastern. Be there, be square at the same time, And we're going to have a great show because I don't know what we're doing other than just having a great show and just going off the seat of our pants and just having a party. In fact, I'm going to say that Mark, Tanya, and myself, we should all be on that show drinking while doing it. It'll be fun.
I do that every show. What's the difference?
But let's see.
Not really.
I think that's about it. I'm going to check the chat room one last time and check it out here. Let's see if anybody in the chat room has any news going on, of anything of interest to bring up.
No, I don't see nothing here. Pasties, yeah.
No, don't try to make... No.
How naked can Becky be?
I'd say try for PG. Come on.
She can't be all naked, dudes.
No, and it's really that it's not really going to be in her style to be in like that, especially for... it has to be a PG. I got to change rating. It has to be PG for the card. In fact, I do have to edit that. It says PG-13 on the site. I got to change that because the rules of the Wagon webcomic battle game is it should be in PG. So, keep it PG. That's not hard.
That's the whole idea. It shouldn't be hard.
Is that a really bad joke?
I don't know. It could go either way. I'll let you make up your own mind on that one. Either way, you're probably right.
Well, I guess that, you know, since Tanya's not here, somebody has to pick up the slack. Yes. Somebody's got to keep the show from going flaccid.
I can't have electron dysfunction.
Nope. There we go. Updated. And I got a couple of other things coming up for the big celebration, the 2-year. I got Witchy Bunny of HiddenDisguises.com, which does our current voiceover work for the webcomic Vegan. I got her to do a bunch of new voiceover stuff. So basically get some fresh voice work so I can make all consistent. It's been a little bit screwy in a couple of places because I modified them incorrectly. So I'm going to redo all that. I'm going to try to sort of remaster all the music a little bit. I'm going to adjust the breaks just a tad, and I think I'm redoing. I have to redo some of the music because I don't have all the bass music anymore since the computer crap that I went through. So, but I have the original files that my brother had made, so I'm remodifying them a little bit. So hopefully that'll run good. So cleaning up a little bit, and then after that we'll be going to about 3 shows a month. Pretty much, I think we're going to be trying to skip the second Sunday of the week so that we can have all 3 of us here for all the shows when we do them. But we got a bunch of shows scheduled, and you can go to webcomicbeacon.com and I have a Google Calendar set up now that I'm actually going to be paying attention to and updating.
Okay.
And the internet's just being a little slow right now for me, but...
Wait a minute.
What?
So for the big celebration podcast, is there going to be cake? Is there going to there should be cake.
Yeah, I'll have cake.
We should have cake.
If you go to webcomicbeacon.com/calendar, that is where you can find the Webcomic Beacon Google Calendar. And we have no show for Sunday, November 22nd, so don't show up because there's not going to be anybody here. I'll be at Midwest Fur Fest.
Oh, you're getting your furry on.
I'm getting my furry on. My first furry convention in 3 years after trying to go to one.
But you've been to them before.
No, I haven't. That'll be my first furry convention ever.
Oh, okay.
I tried to go to Anthrocon 3 times, and it hasn't worked because something always came up. I mean, it's so far away. It's Philadelphia or wherever it is.
Yeah, it's a long way. So you're gonna get in touch with your inner furry.
I don't know, maybe outer furry if I can find a tail. That works.
I already made that joke.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
But on Sunday, November 29th, we're going to have art therapy with Jillifu of Demon Eater at demoneater.com. I talked with her at FallCon, and she's going to school for art therapy. And I'm trying to get her to do like an analysis of all of the host's webcomics and to see how well she can get in our minds and see what's wrong with us, I guess.
Oh, boy. Oh, we only have an hour show. Jesus. But by the time she gets to me, oh.
Yeah. But that should be something to look forward to. And it's going to be really cool. I know she was really excited to talk to me. And she's also at that FallCon interviews thing. You have to go. I'll post the link in the show notes for people to check it out. And you can hear her and I guess.
She threw her thesis on you, I think. That's why she's excited.
Whee! Yeah, she was crazy fun.
Well, that's awesome. So there's no show next week.
No show next week. Yeah. So we're off. And that works out fine because the art therapy is episode 99, and I planned it out to be episode 100 to be the two-year thing, and it is 2 years because we did start on December 6th, 2007, so that's awesome.
Pretty neato, Fredo.
And we're going to have a lot of fun there. We're going to try to get as many old guests on back as possible if we can. I think we're going to have Jules Rivera, who does Marsh Rocket at marshrocket.com. I'm going to hope to get her on. And she does a column now. Apparently, she has this webcomic column. I'll try to get that in the show links as well. And we'll talk about that. And we're going to be talking about the Webcomic List Awards, too. I think somebody's coming on to talk about that. There's just going to be a whole lot of stuff going on. So far, this has been a really great episode, but we do have to close it off right now. Mark, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, yeah, because I usually do.
Yeah.
Do you got big Turkey Day plans? Are you going to do any turkey stuff on Turkey Day?
Nah. I'll probably get a turkey.
You eat turkey, though.
Yeah, hopefully. I got stuff.
I have to tell you, the most disturbing thing I've ever realized in later life is watching a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. At the end, Snoopy gives turkey to Woodstock, and Woodstock eats it. And he's a bird.
It's cannibalism.
There's some issues there. Well, anyway.
And anyway, this has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com. Happy gobble gobble to everyone.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Lady, I don't recognize that screen name.
New Englandy?
New Englandy, that's me.
Oh, New okay. Englandy. Sorry, a little dyslexic.
All right.
Yeah, he wishes he was in New England.
But not being a lady.
I don't know, it's kind of fun. You should try it.
I know.
It's so expensive.
It is expensive.
That's true. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think I have the fashion sense.